Okay, friends. So today we are reading a story called There's a Monster in Your Book. And this was written by Tom Fletcher and illustrated by Greg Abbott. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's that? I don't know what that sound is. What is that sound? Oh, it's a hissing cat. Oh, and you can't really meow because you have a mouthful of peach, right? Is that what's going on? Okay. Yeah, it's Philip, and he is now a kitten with a mouthful of peach. I'm so glad that you're enjoying your peach, kitten. Are you ready for your book? All right. Here we go. Oh no! There's a monster in your book. Let's try to get him out. Shake the book and turn the page. So, let's shake it. Nothing's working. Is it gone?
No.
Nice try. Okay, that knocked him over, but he's still in your book. Okay, tickle his feet and turn the page. What? That didn't work. He's just laughing. And he's still in your book. Here, try blowing him away. Blow really hard. Oof. Can I try to? Let's do it together. 3, 2, 1.
I'm gonna raspberry him and see if he falls out.
Okay, raspberry him.
Mom, shake the book while I raspberry.
Okay, ready? I'm ready. Oh.
Didn't work.
Well, definitely got the page wet, though. Let's see. That's better. Now he's far away, but he's still in your book. Okay, so tilt the book to the left. Do you know what it means to tilt something? Okay, it means that you're moving it at an angle. You're kind of lifting up one part of it so that the other part of it is lower than one part of it, right? Like this? Okay. So you might need to experiment with tilting. It means one part of it is up high and one part of it is down low. So if we tilt the book to the left, we're dropping the left side down. Well, now he's over here on the left side of the book, but he is still in your book. We have got a serious monster problem. Okay, so now we tilt the book to the right. See, now I'm shaking him on this side. What do you think is going to happen if I tilt it to the right? Oh, he's hanging on to the left side still, and he's going to rip the pages. What a naughty little monster. Okay, so give the book a good wiggle. Wiggling, 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 wiggling. Let's see. Good. Okay, now he's back over there, but there's still a monster in your book. Try spinning the book around and around. Can you stand up, hold the book, and do a couple spins for me? Can you do that? I'll hold on to you here to make sure you don't bonk your head. Ready? And go. 1, 2, 3. Okay, good, good spins. All right, friends, let's see if that did anything. Oh, look, he's dizzy. That did not help. Okay, quick, make a loud noise. Ooh. Hey, it's working. He's running away. Make that noise again, but louder. Oh my goodness, friends. I hope I haven't broken your eardrums with that loud noise. Let's see. He's gone. There isn't a monster in your book anymore. Now he's in your room. Oh, you don't like that? Okay. Well, then quickly call him back. Say, monster, come back.
Monster, come back.
Oh, look. Here he is. He's coming back. Keep calling him. Monster, come here, little monster.
Monster, come here.
Come here, little monster.
Let's see.
He's back in your book. Now, you don't want a monster loose in your room. So this book is probably the best place to keep him. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. All right, monster, you can stay here in this book. So I would like you to now pet monster's head and say, good night, monster.
Good night, monster.
Oh, that's nice. Look, he's fast asleep. Okay, so now gently close the book so he doesn't wake up. Good. And now we have kept the monster in our book, and we can put the book on the shelf, and he'll sleep quietly there until we open the book the next time to see him again. But this is how monsters should behave. They should stay in books where they belong. Wouldn't you agree?
What's that string on every page?
It's just him being silly. This monster is one silly monster, friends. If you don't have this book, you should definitely grab a copy of it because it is so cute. And so is that monster, wouldn't you agree? And as usual, friends, I'll post a picture of that on my Instagram so you can see exactly how cute this little monster is. He is blue with pink horns. And what is he wearing? Can you describe this? It's a striped shirt, right? Black and white stripes. Yeah. Well, anyways, that's our friend. And we like the story. And that is also...
Wop-up.
The end. Can you say the end?
Wop-up.
Oh, that's it. Then wop-up. The end.